You've had sex with Tory Lane.
Yeah.
May I smell you?
Yes.
Smell my finger.
I'm sorry, Tori.
It's kosher. It's kosher.
I would smell you, Tori, but I figure I'd go through the middleman first.
Well, I heard you got a girlfriend so she can join.
Well, now you don't even have to. Now you don't have to ask.
Well, I guess I don't. There goes that question off the interview list.
Maybe just do an official ask.
Well, yeah, no. She said she's like, you know, I know of your fondness for Tory Lane. So if you want to do something, all you have to do is tell me all about it afterwards, and it'd be
she's
super.
Not gonna
hot.
Watch.
Well, and I mean, scene. I don't know.
He's got her out of it. Forget I'm a lady lover.
I mean, Lulu,
like,
you know her. She's
boys. I like the ladies.
She's open for. You know, she's up for fun. You know her. She's a good girl. So.
Is it that easy or what?
I don't know. Is it?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Is it really?
Yeah, it is. I'm single now. Like, you don't even buy me dinner anymore.
All right.
Like, whatever.
No dinner or anything? Because
no.
Do you like cannolis? I'll get you a cannoli. I have cannolis in the office.
I bet you got a cannoli.
I'll take a cannoli off your girlfriend.
Okay. Not a problem at all. I will have to make that.
Well, we got a GoPro so we can shoot a scene.
Oh, perfect. That is what my career needs.
I just need to see your test result.
Not a problem whatsoever. That's what my career needs right now.
Tori, do you need to see his girlfriend or you just approve? Because you feel like he's probably got a hot enough girlfriend because he's on the radio.
Well, because I have a little bit of a blue check fetish now.
Blue check fetish.
Yeah, you got it. You
like to have sex with sad people?
I'm only fornicating with blue checks.
Verified people on Twitter. I got a blue check. I'm verified.
I was like, you got it. You're in. They're like, what's your fetish? I'm like, blue checks. They're like, what? I'm like, yep.
And you know what? The readers of Creative Loafing just voted me best Twitter follow in the Bay. So it's not just a blue check. I have a plaque. I have a plaque and a blue check. Thank you.
Your girlfriend's a lucky girl.
Well, if you say so, I'll go tell her that tonight. So, okay.
Wow.
The Night Move Caravan of Stars is going to be all weekend long. Like we said, holiday tonight at Bear Assets, and then tomorrow at the Dollhouse. And then
so out of breath.
Andrew, if you want to come out, they said that they'll hook y'all up with VIP stuff so y'all can
come out
like
then.
Royalty.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing. Yeah, I'll probably roll through, maybe come see you guys tomorrow. I have a gala to go to tomorrow night. Would it be okay? If I show up in a tux, are you going to think like I'm a total nerd?
No, we'll love it.
My own tux, not a rented tux. Just so you know, I bought it a while ago.
Not a tux t-shirt?
No, real tuxedo.
Do you feel like you need to let Tori know about the last starlet that you hooked up with when they were in town for the Night Moves Awards?
Oh, who was that?
You'll know the name, James.
You'll know the name.
Look, okay, growing up, I was a big fan of Rebecca Bardot, okay? And to be able to meet her was amazing. We hung out. We were both at vulnerable spots in our life. We had a few drinks, and we got to, like, second base. It was an honor to be able to, like, meet someone that I had grown up admiring. And by admiring,
well,
I mean...
Well, I'm a home run, honey.
Well, I know you are. I know.
Grand slam this bad boy.
I'll touch fifth. I'll go to fifth base with you.
Fifth base.
Thank you. Fifth base. That's the good butt. I look forward then to rounding the bases. And
she brought a strap-on.
What? Oh. Well.
This is my tongue, honey.
Oh!
Whoa! Good girl.
You don't need no toys.
Look at the time.
You have learned well, my young Padawan.
So, thank you guys very much for being here. This is amazing. Everybody go out this weekend. It is the Night Moves Award Show weekend. Yeah. We'll put it up on our Twitter where you can find everyone. But most important, Bear Assets tonight, Bay Harbor Hotel tomorrow, Dollhouse tomorrow, Roundup Sunday for the awards, then back to the Dollhouse for the after party on Sunday. Lulu, you did a great job. You brought in fine people. We assign Lulu every year to round us up great people. The fact that the great Tory Lane was here.
Thanks, guys. I just want to say thanks for Night Moves anyways for just having us and treating us so lovely and, you know, catering to us. And it's really an honor. Thank you,
You got to come to Night Moves because what better way to say I survived Hurricane Michael than going to hang out with porn
stars?
Yeah, it's
like a hurricane schmurricane. We're doing this.
Michael, Matthew, whatever you want to call him. It was really nothing. Not worth remembering the hurricane's name anyway. We didn't get any effect.
That was the wrong name?
Matthew, Michael. It doesn't matter.
That
we didn't
was his
get
Jewish name.
Matthew, Mark, Luke, John.
Whatever.
You know, he was Jewish originally.
Yes, he was.
The hurricane was Jewish.
The hurricane was?
Yeah.
Oh, is there a punchline there? Not yet.
But it's a dirty one, and I can't say it on the show.
All right. Well, thank you, guys. Tori, it was certainly an honor. This...
for your free grind.
Yeah, and grope. There was like a grind and a grope happening over there.
That's what you're dealing with. Hello. Come on, come on.
And thank you guys very much. Let's hug it out. You want to hug it? Yeah.
Well, me? No. You want to? Who do you? What are you talking about? Are you all right?
Sorry, I'm all. I'm all verklempt.
You okay?
Yeah, what are you gonna do for the rest of your show?
I don't know. Like, I just want to like call. I want to phone it in. Like,
how are you gonna be able to hook up with her if you couldn't even handle that?
I could handle it.
Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride.
There also won't be as many people watching.
Yeah. That is true. That is a good point.
He's into that, though.
You know, I don't mind it. I'm not scared of it. There's a place that I go where people watch that kind of stuff, and I'm not scared of it. It doesn't intimidate.
My bark is way bigger than my bite.
No.
I don't believe that. I
smell my finger. Smell my finger.
I was looking and I'm going, no, there's no way your bite is not as big as your bark. I think your bark and your bite are both sizable, and I'm not afraid of either.
Oh, see this part of Tory Lane?
Okay.
Oh, don't crinkle the picture.
Sorry, what are you
sorry,
doing,
sorry,
man?
Sorry,
come
sorry.
On, you got to frighten it.
That's where the sodomy would happen, right there.
Oh, right there.
It would also happen right there.
She's smiling, though.
She does not. She seems like she might not mind the sodomy.
She doesn't.
Yeah, she... There's really it doesn't seem like there'd be too much off limits with her.
She's done it all, and I've seen it.
I'm sure there's something that she. Oh no, no, no.
Romance, probably. Feelings. She probably is not down for feelings, and I'm a romantic guy, so I would probably.
You gotta hook up with her.
What are you doing to me here? What do you mean I gotta hook up with her?
Well, I mean, you know,
at least play it out. Like, go down that road. You
Why?
Can always turn off at the last minute.
That's because that road is rife with tragedy and pitfalls.
You just gotta be strong and go through it. Yeah.
Here is the only situation in which I would do that. If my girl messaged me and said, "Hey, I changed my mind. I porn stars are not a deal breaker for me. I would love to have a party with you and her. Let's do it." That's the only way I would do it.
I thought your girlfriend said you could hook up with her because she's your favorite porno
no,
lady.
No, I have permission.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Yeah, no, I have permission. But the only way I would do it would be if she was into it, my girlfriend, and then said, "Hey, let's all do this."
Maybe she gave you permission because she knew you really wouldn't do it.
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe she did it because she really trusts me.
I don't know.
It's
like when you walk in the room and you have a bunch of food and you offer people food.
But you don't mean
really
it.
You really don't mean it.
Right. And then some of you take it up. They take it up.
Like, what?
Oh, man, I didn't really mean that.
So your girlfriend signed off on you hooking up with Tory Lane.
Yeah.
But she doesn't want any part of it.
Correct. And that, to me, is the deal breaker.
Would she watch?
Oh, I see what's happening.
I don't know.
Because that's what she wants to do is watch.
I don't think that she would enjoy that as much as watching me with a civilian. It'd be kind of like cheating.
Here's what I think. I think civilian women are marijuana, and I think Tory Lane is meth and heroin. I think once you got that, you'd be a changed man forever.
In a good way, though.
No, I think you'd be trying to get heroin all the time. You're like, I got to have a porno star lady.
Well, look, if you were going to toss around the football, right? You want some slub throwing you the ball, or you want to catch some passes from Tom Brady?
That's a good point.
Yeah.
This weekend, I'm rooting against Tom Brady.
What?
I have to.
Fantasy.
Yeah.
Wise. Okay.
And I'm sorry, Tom.
Yeah, good luck with that. I'm sure you're rooting against him, or at least slow him down.
Yeah, you're not a Patriots fan.
I am a Patriots fan, but I am more a fan of my fantasy football team, and we are playing Seth's fantasy football team, and I have to...
Wow,
my girlfriend just said we could call her. She's never said that before.
Okay.
Do you want to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
I mean, yes.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Okay.
Here, let me sit down here for a second. This is getting good.
Can I put her through one of the effects?
No.
What do
you think? Wouldn't that be great?
No.
No?
No.
All right. Hold on 1 second. I don't know her number because I have her on my phone. All right, here we go.
What was it like dancing with Tory Lane? Was she grinding upon?
Yeah.
That's so great.
She was grinding.
It got weird when you put your hands behind your head.
Yeah, why? What do you mean weird? Why? I just wanted to show that I wasn't doing anything.
Yay. You guys had like some kind of choreographed routine going. It
no,
was weird.
I just wanted to show that I didn't have any kind of hands. You know, she had her hands on my.
Really?
Yeah.
Over it, dude.
She was rubbing along.
She was giving me a handy.
Ooh.
Handy way. It's a convenience store. Okay. Hold on 1 second here, people. All right. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Boy, this is unprecedented territory we're going in here.
Slippery slope.
Slippery slope indeed.
Would you hook up with Lisa Ann?
Lisa Ann. I like her. Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
She reminds me kind of Tory Lane.
Oh, really?
A little bit.
What does that mean?
I don't
There's
know.
Something there.
I don't know about that.
Hello?
Oh. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
All right. So, what's going on?
Nothing. Just chilling.
All right. Good. You know, Seth's got some interesting points of view. You've heard what I've said, which has all been the truth, right? I don't think I said anything untrue, right?
Yeah, no, I think you've said it well.
Okay, good. What are your thoughts?
I told you, I think you should hook up with her.
Wow.
But you heard what I said, and that it would only be good for me if A, you were involved in participating, or at least B, you were there and observing.
I mean, I can definitely do that if that's what you want. I thought you guys could have more fun, like, on your own, and then you could just tell me about it afterwards.
I hear what you're saying, and I appreciate that very much, but, and I'm being 100% truthful when I say that it would be way better for me if you were there involved or at least observing. Me and her doing anything without you involved is not appealing to me in the least. Okay, I can't say in the least. Let me walk that back a little bit.
No, you can't say that.
I can't say in the least. That is not my preference. That, to me, is not the ultimate scenario. Yes, Seth Kushner.
I don't think Tory Lane would let your girlfriend just sit there and be a spectator. I think if she's there, she's in the mix.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm afraid. I'm afraid of what I'm going to get pulled into, exactly.
Well.
Yeah, the triangle of love.
And I don't ever want to put you in a position where you might do something because you think that I want to do it, and then you're going to feel bad about it afterwards. You know that.
Well, I mean, yeah. No, I wouldn't feel bad about it afterwards, but I don't know. It's just intimidating. Like, I've never had desires to be with a porn star. Like, I think she's beautiful and everything, but, like, I don't know. It's just, it's never been my thing that I'm like, oh, I would love to have sex with a porn star.
You got to get past the porn star thing.
It's hard to. She's the ultimate porn
star. She's just a lady.
She's just Tori.
Yeah, no, like, I've been watching her stuff lately, and it is intimidating, you know? It's very, yeah, like.
It's extreme.
I don't know.
She's an extreme girl.
Right.
All right. Well,
but I'm open for, like, whatever. And, like, if that's what it takes for you to get to, you know, enjoy this fun experience, then, like, I'm down for whatever.
I know you are, and I appreciate it. That's one of the many things I love about you. But I will tell you that it is, you're going to laugh, guys. It is more important for me to know that you're happy and comfortable than it is for me to hook up with a Tory Lane or an anyone. I mean, sure, the idea is fun, and it's very flattering that we flirted and stuff like that. And the fact that she would even consider being with a schmuck like me is flattering and arousing. But at the end of the day, if you were just doing it so that I could be with her, then I would just be like, why even bother? Like, she's going to be gone from my life next week, and you're going to be hopefully still in my life next week.
Well, yeah, but I don't have a problem with that. You know what I mean? Like, you're the one that wants me to be there. Like, if, you know, like, it doesn't matter to me what goes on. It's just, it's a matter of whether or not you want me there or not. And if,
yes.
You know, so, yeah.
All right. What do we do, Seth?
I think this is, you know, we've passed up other opportunities for other, you know, threesome scenarios and whatever. Like, I think this is kind of a, you know, a somewhat once-in-a-lifetime experience. But, you know, obviously she's ready and willing, and she's, like, one of your favorite porn stars. So, like, why wouldn't you take advantage of that?
I don't know, actually. You're really making a good argument here. All right, I'll think about it. You know.
So I have a question for your girlfriend. I know, obviously, know her name, but I'm trying to keep it
off
the radio.
Seth, I appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem. So you just love Drew so much that you want him to be happy, and that's why you would let him hook up with another porno lady? Or is it just that the act of sex isn't that big of a deal to you?
I mean, it's a little bit of both. Like, for me, like, you know, sex can obviously be something that couples share together as, like, a intimate moment, but I think it's also just a fun pastime. And so him being with another woman or a porn star to me is a, like, that is a turn on to me. And, like, I, you know, would love to either watch it or hear about it afterwards. And, like, that would be something that is actually a turn on to me, to, like, get to share him with somebody. Like, it's weird, but I don't know. I guess that's just I have a thing for that. Like, it's, it's a turn on to share your partner, you know? Like, I don't know. So
it's cool as long as you know about it and you're in on it.
Right.
Yes, exactly. That is the key.
Yes.
That has been...
See, to me, now that's what I don't understand. What does it matter if I tell you or not, since you don't care?
That's the part of it, actually, that is the biggest deal for me, because in my past, as she knows, it's always been something that I tried to get away with, whereas now I can confront these desires and I actually have a partner with whom I can be honest and go... Right.
And then you're not cheating or betraying any trust.
Right, and I don't feel horrible about myself. I don't feel like I've destroyed a relationship,
right,
hurt anyone else, so I could go to her and just be... If some random girl came up to me and said, hey, I'd like to bang you, I know 100% I could go to her and say, hey, listen, some hot girl said she wanted to bang me, and she'd be like, go bang her.
Okay, but like how long beforehand do you have to do that? Like 5-minute window?
I don't know. What'll be our window?
I don't know. I mean, there's not a specific window, but obviously, like, you know, I think you would know if you're, you know, being secretive about something. And, mm-hmm, you know when you should tell me about something. Like, obviously, you get a lot of different scenarios that come your way, so I don't expect you to just drop what you're doing and tell me as soon as somebody propositions you. But, like, you know... Keeping something secret, you know, it's just very different that way. So, like, the sooner you can tell me, the better, when you know it's something that I would want to know about.
Exactly. And that, I think, is the key to our success in a relationship, is the transparency factor of just telling you, maybe not immediately, but, hey, oh, this girl sent this DM, this girl did this, blah, blah, blah. And the problems that we have are when I feel like I had to keep something from her, whether it's sexual or not. Hopefully we've worked through things. And on her part as well, she tells me, hey, this dude texted me, and I know you hate him, and, you know, here's the text that he sent me, and I'm not trying to make myself available, even though I send out 150 Snapchats a day of me in various filters, taking baths and in bathing suits and whatnot. And
I do not even do anything risque, so don't even...
Does that happen?
Well, no. You know, I mean, she's a pretty girl, and she likes photographing her pretty self at, pools and lakes and whatnot.
It's literally just my face, though. It's just my face. I'm not even, like, sending any type of risque shot. It's just a filter on my face. So,
What, Seth? What's wrong, Seth?
Does she know that I've seen you naked before?
Oh, yeah, I told her that I showed.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I told her.
Oh, okay.
All
right.
That you've seen Drew naked or me naked?
You.
Oh, yeah, no, I don't care about that. I'm an expositionist, so.
Yeah, I mean.
Me too. let's compare pictures.
she's a rare breed. All right, so then tonight maybe we just hang out and see what happens. Are you
Dude, Tori Lane doesn't want to hang out.
That's the last thing she wanted. That would offend her.
Save the hanging out. You hang out with your girlfriend.
Yeah, she said no dinner, like nothing.
She don't even eat.
Well, I'll take my girlfriend out for dinner, and then we'll go hang out.
Yeah, that's more intimate than sex for you guys.
I know.
So.
I know. We share appetizers and beverages and stuff.
You just show up to room 219 at the Ramada Inn, and you'll be good to go.
The weird part is, like, and I mean this, like, if there were a male porn star that she wanted to be with, I'd be the same way that she is.
No, absolutely not.
I don't know for sure about that.
I would. I mean, it's only fair if you're like, if you're.
It might be fair, but you wouldn't be okay with it.
I most certainly would.
No.
Okay. Well, Wesley Pipes is outside the door.
it would only be fair if I encouraged her to do the same thing. So if there were,
would you want to watch or?
And yeah, so do I make you watch too? Then, like, if I do, I do you have to be there? Do I have to make you watch for me to go through with it?
It's a good question.
Because I don't think you would want to watch.
In theory, I would be okay watching. In theory.
Can't even say it.
I feel like Drew would watch and he would make a bunch of passive-aggressive comments the whole time during that.
Probably.
You know me so well. Like, oh, yeah, you're really giving it to her. Way to go. Oh, yeah, she loves that. Keep that up, guy. Oh, you really know every inch of her body. Yeah, it's probably best if I don't watch. But you can tell me all about it afterwards. And by that, I mean you can tell my therapist about it afterwards.
Right, yeah. Well, the good part is, you know, I don't have any interest in doing that. So
she says.
Yeah.
You know, 5 years down.
No, you know that. You know that. I don't have any interest.
So she says. All right. Well, thank you very much for making your, as far as anyone knows, first appearance on this show. And I appreciate everything that you said. And maybe tonight we go hang out. And, we've been to Bear Assets before. And maybe we can hang out tonight.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you for being so understanding and such an incredible person. I feel like I won the lottery.
Aw, I did too.
I'll talk to you later.
All right, bye.
Bye.
No Illy SM?
I mean, not on the radio. It's more special when you say it.
Is it?
I mean, I do.
I like that. I feel like I won the lottery. That's the new I love you.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it sounded good to me.
Yeah, that's what I was feeling when I was talking to her. I was hearing all these things, and I'm like, man, what would I be thinking if I heard someone on the radio like that? I'm like, man, that guy won the lottery.
Right? Well, you won the lottery twice today because you won it earlier when Tory Lane wanted you.
She's crazy, dude. But you know what? Like, there's 50 radio guys in the country who've had that experience with her.
Only? I got interns, TV guys, strength and conditioning coaches. I mean, you name it.
See? And now, what, that's appealing to me? What? No. It doesn't appeal to me. She's fun. I'd love to hang out and get wasted with her and watch her act the fool. But, you know, I'm not going to lay the pipe to her.
All right.
You guys don't believe me, do you?
You're a weird man.
Yeah. I know. never let it be said that I'm not.